Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus. I am Bertie Brits, and it's an honor for me to have you with me in this internet radio broadcast called The Love Way. Today we're going to be talking about the very good news of your innocence. We're going to be looking at what the angel said to the shepherds in the fields when they appeared and said just peace on earth, goodwill towards all of man. And we're going to look in depth at the Greek meaning of those words and what caused that absolute great joy in those heavenly hosts saying words like that. What is this good news that is for all people? That's what we're going to be talking about. Maybe you're going through a bit of a hard time and you need encouragement. This is what the Love Way is all about. And I want to encourage you to listen to this broadcast today, for you shall definitely be deeply blessed. Now, before we get into today's message, I would like to play a wonderful song by Kim Walker called See His Love. It's so important to see His love, for as you see how much He loves you, and not how much you must love him or how much you must love your neighbor, but when you see how much he loves you, your life shall be born from his unconditional love. See His Love by Kim Walker. Wasn't that just an awesome, awesome song? To see his love, to see him in his glory. When we see his love is when we behold him upon the cross, when we behold him in his obedience on the earth as he obeyed the Father in bringing man back to the Trinity, bringing man back to the place man belongs. When God made man, he didn't make man for the purpose of being a servant, being a slave. He made man to have a friend, to have someone that he could share his eternal life with, and that person is you. And when we see him in his glory, we see him at the place where he was taking away the sin of the whole world. Now, if you are at home, you maybe have a Bible with you, you can turn your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 2 and verse 10. And I'm going to read verse 10 and then verse 14. It says, "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." And then verse 14. "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Now verse 10 again, "The angel said unto him, Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring unto you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all people. Then the angel said unto them, Do not be afraid." Do you see this wonderful thing? When Jesus was born, the first thing the angel declared was, "Do not be afraid." God detests man living, or let me put it this way, God detests it when we live in fear. He hates fear in the heart of his people. When we look at our children and imagine you come home and you see your child in absolute agony because of this abundance of fear, what would you say? You would say, "Don't be afraid." When we drive in a car and there's a situation that's not good, what's the first thing we want to do? We want to see that our children are not afraid. We don't want them to live by fear. For, you know, fear involves torment. And then we want to assure them of our love so they can be set free from fear. And when the angels came, they said to the heavenly hosts, because they were afraid. And remember, these angels came with a message from heaven. And the first thing these angels said, the first thing God said, Jesus says when he appeared to the disciples, the 12 in the room, in the house hiding for fear of the Jews after his death, the first thing he said is, "Fear not. Fear not. Peace I give unto you, my peace I give you." So he comes with a message of peace. He comes with a message of don't fear. Maybe you're afraid of God because of what you've traditionally heard about him. You should not be afraid, not by your own doing, but let's have information about God that can take away all our fear. It says here he brings good tidings of great joy. So the gospel must be good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. You know, we have come in our Christian walk and we've excluded unbelievers from the gospel. Now, I do believe that unbelievers are not partaking of eternal life, but that doesn't mean that eternal life is not for them. When God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, he was not just reconciling the church unto himself, but he reconciled the whole world unto himself by not imputing their trespasses unto them. And this is the ministry we have. We have the ministration of reconciliation. That's the ministration we have. The ministry we have is to declare people reconciled unto God so that they can accept their reconciliation. And in so doing, reconciliation is made complete in the life of the individual. So the message we have today is the message of glad tidings of great joy. And then verse 14 again, "And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts," sorry, this is verse 13, "praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward man." glory to God in the highest. Now, what does the word glory mean? The word glory, according to Thayer Greek definitions, means to have a view or an opinion, a view and opinion. So a view and an opinion is formed by somebody concerning someone else based on what he does. Now here it says glory to God, a good view and an opinion toward God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward man. Now what does that mean? We can have a good view and a good opinion about God. Why? Because of Jesus Christ. And because Jesus came, we can declare this good news of this great joy, the message of peace. The message of peace can now be declared to mankind. The gospel of peace. Now, what is peace? Peace in the Greek means prosperity. Now, I remember asking God, why does peace mean prosperity? How could peace mean prosperity? It does. And this is why it is called prosperity, and it's got nothing to do with finances. Peace is basically an emotion. It's a feeling. It is a result based on a certain belief. Peace is the emotion that comes to the heart of a person when he knows he has no debt. That's why the word prosperity is connected to the word peace. If you are owing somebody a lot of money and you cannot pay them, you don't have any peace when you look at him or think about him or are confronted by him. But the moment somebody else comes and pays off everything you owe, what happens is you don't owe him anything. As much as what he doesn't owe you, you don't owe him. So now you are on the same frequency of innocence. You are not owing each other. There is tranquility or harmony. The word peace also means harmony. It talks about a harmonious relationship. God has got a certain holiness about him. And let's call that a frequency. Not that I'm a New Ager here trying to speak New Age language, but I want to talk about the word harmony, which is also one of the Greek definitions of the word peace. It is harmony. So when we are in harmony with God, it means we are at the very same frequency. We've got one point of reference, and we have all been tuned into that point of reference. I'm just thinking of an orchestra. When an orchestra comes, I don't know if you've ever seen one of these live events, you will find one person on a violin or on a certain instrument come and just give a certain note, and that would be middle C, for instance, and then they will, or in whatever key this is played, and then they would, everyone would then tune their instrument to that frequency, so that they are all in perfect harmony. God is on the frequency that your sins has been paid for. God is on the frequency that you are not guilty anymore because of the birth of Christ. Isn't that good news? And the gospel is the message that we preach so that you can get onto the same frequency as what he is, so that you can live in harmony with him. And that's the word peace. That's what God came to declare to all of man. Now, when we look at this word peace, it just blows our minds. It's the gospel of peace, the gospel of his great, great love for us. Now, the next word we're going to look at is the word goodwill. The meaning of the word goodwill, where the Bible says goodwill towards men, is to be of the highest reputation. Now, reputation cannot be received outside of something that you have done or a point of reference. So these angels come and it says goodwill towards men. Now, that men doesn't just talk about Jesus, it talks about mankind. It basically states that a good reputation is now written behind the name of mankind. Now, how could that be possible? What reputation was written behind our names? What have we done that we could have this good reputation. What happened was that Jesus Christ came and incarnated human flesh, and God became a human. And the righteousness of God, the goodness, the holiness of God indwelled human flesh. Yet he was 100% human, yet his Father was God. And in Jesus Christ and what he was to do, we could see that the reputation of God was now written behind man, the kind of being we are. Our holiness, our righteousness, our union with God, all those things are now written behind our name. In the very same way as what my history would also be written behind the name of my son, in the very same way the history of God was now written behind the name of man. And this made angels very happy. And for this was God's plan for us. Let me read verse 14 again there. It says, "Peace on earth, glory to God in the highest." Let's have a good view and a good opinion of God in the highest. "And on earth, peace." So let us not think of God anymore, of God in the highest, as in this God that just wants to judge man, that doesn't want to be just, that doesn't want to be good, that's just sin conscious, nitpicking, that's all worried about how you live. You know, the other day I shared with one of my friends that God is not interested in how you live, but what you live. And there's a big, big difference. What you live will determine how you live, but how you live, it does not mean anything. You know, I can go, and the Bible even says in 1 Corinthians 13, I can give my body to be burnt for the spreading of the gospel. You know, I can give all my things to the poor and yet not have love, yet be nothing. A man's life does not consist out of the abundance of his possessions, but out of the love that God gives him in his heart. And that is the platform where we live from. So, you know, God's plan was not to get you to live right. God's plan was for you to have this wonderful thing called agape that cannot be attained. It can only be received. You cannot attain unto love by your work. It is something you receive, and that's how you make you will experience it. And once you are loved to the point that it literally grabs a hold of your life, where you start to see, but I am pure. I am the place that he wants to dwell at. You know, I am the one that he wants to be with. Let me paint this picture for you to explain that. If you were God, would you, if you had the opportunity to spend time with anybody, go and spend time with you? Now, think of who you are on the earth, and imagine you were now God. Would you go and spend time with you? Would you feel that who you are is important enough, you're nice enough, you're valuable enough to visit with, and never mind just a visit, to come and make your abode, to come and dwell there forevermore? Would you do that? And this is the kind of things that we are talking about here, the unconditional love of God, where we see that we can have a new view of who the Father is. We can have an absolute understanding of who we are, and we can be flooded in this awesome, awesome love. You know, we've come basically to the end of our program, and we just ran out of time too quickly here. But I would like to pray for people that don't feel loved today. And, you know, one of the greatest prayers Paul prayed was that we could have an enlightened mind. And that is what I want to pray over your life, that you can have an enlightened mind, that you can have a mind that is full of the life of God, the rest that God entered into in Jesus Christ. Father, I want to come and I want to pray for people right now that are going through hard times. I thank you, Father, that as they listen to this radio broadcast, that your Holy Spirit, wherever they listen to this, all over the world, where they can understand the English language, and even if they don't, can understand this, that your supernatural presence that comes with the inner emotion of I'm appreciated, I'm cared for, I am united with God. I am not guilty anymore. And all these beautiful emotions will just flood their hearts now in Jesus' mighty name. I also speak over their minds, that their minds can be enlightened, that they might see how high, how wide, how deep, and how long your love is. Father, we have not been created to be instruments of fear, to be instruments of that are tortured under guilt and condemnation, trying to weigh up to some standard because of this angry God that can send us to hell and be displeased with us. But we have been raised and created by you unto a life where we can experience what it is to have eternal life to the point of a manifestation of life and good works in us, wherein we don't do the good works, but where the good works is a fruit of what we love. Thank you, Lord, that our life doesn't consist out of how we live, but what we live, and that determines how we live. I thank you, Lord, that I can also pray for people that are abound in sickness today. I declare you healed by the unconditional love, mercy, and grace of God, and that the resurrection power of Christ floods your life. Amen, amen. We're going to play out with this beautiful song, How He Loves Us. God bless you.
He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, oh, how he loves us. How he loves us. Oh. For me, love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I us all.